Many years ago, Paramhansa Ji said that every spiritual aspirant on the beginning of the day should practice these three mantras regularly. The Mahamrityunjaya mantra, the first one, 11 times. And that is the mantra of healing. The Gayatri mantra 11 times. And that is the mantra to acquire wisdom. And the Durga mantra 3 times. We did 3 times today. And that is to eradicate any discrepancies and disturbances and distractions and distresses of life. Now, when thinking about these mantras, you know, one realizes that body is nothing but compressed energy. And this compressed energy responds to vibrations. And this energy is so subtle and so sensitive that any thought, any idea, anything can affect it and alter its nature. The swings of moods will alter the nature of energy. And when a mood swing is very strong and predominant, the energy of the body becomes a conductor of that particular mood. But there are certain mantras which can vibrate the energies of the body at certain frequencies and ranges. And demagnetize the body. Because when a particular state of mind is powerful and it changes the energy structure, the energy field, the body becomes like a magnet to attract that energy. A fearful energy will attract fear. An aggressive energy will attract aggression. A compassionate energy will attract compassion. So whatever you are experiencing in your consciousness, that change, that transformation is not only happening at this level of head and mind, but also happening at the level of the heart, which is the center of expressing energies. And similarly, in normal course of the day as well, our nature, whether it be tamasic or rajasic, lethargic or depressive, subdued or aggressive, also changes the energy. So to iron out the wrinkles in the field of consciousness which can create this energy behavior or pattern so that it begins to attract the same force again and again, Mahamrityunjaya mantra, Gayatri mantra and Durga mantra are used to demagnetize the energies of the body, to strengthen them and to awaken their creative qualities. the strong pronunciation of the Mahamrityunjaya, Trayambakam Yajamahe, creates a vibration which, according to the tradition, scriptures, written documents, removes the influences of tamas from energy field, from the pranamaya kosha. And tamas means conditioning, stagnation, static nature, without any inspiration and motivation. Illness, according to the yogic theories, sets in when body has lost its joy and will to live. So, the Mahamrityunjaya mantra, by rearranging the frequencies and vibrations in our body, encourages health and healing. The Gayatri mantra is for acquiring wisdom. And wisdom is something that we don't have in plenty. And that is an anatomical defect, a physiological defect. You see, science tells us that we have two hemispheres of the brain, the left and the right. The problem is that in the left, there is nothing right. And in the right, there is nothing left. So, wisdom becomes a hard commodity. And the purpose of Gayatri mantra, the soft syllables, bhu, bhuva, swaha, tat, savitur, varenyam, the soft syllables, they activate the corresponding centers in the chakras and the brain which aid the process of learning and acquiring better understanding, perceptions, viewpoints. And the Durga mantra, they are also very hard-hitting mantras. All with Durga, Durga, Durga. These mantras are to remove distress from life. And Paramhansaji has given this instruction to all of us that every morning, after waking up, a bit difficult to do while you are sleeping. After waking up, you sit down quietly for 5-10 minutes. Before anything, before even getting out of bed. If you wet your pants in bed, that's fine. But sit there. Sit there. And chant the mantras. And then go about your business. Do what you need to do. If you want to go back to sleep, fine. If you want to get up and move around, fine. And believe me, many people who have followed this system, they have felt a qualitative change in their life, in their thinking process, in their performance, in their understanding, in their associations and relationships, and things have improved. And this component of mantra, the usage of mantra to clean the bed sheet of life, to clean the bed sheet of life, is a component which can be incorporated even in normal lives. Not only in ashram, but even in your home. If you think that people will find it strange, go and sit in the bathroom and meditate. But do it. And it is an investment of 10 minutes only. And this component of ashram goes to your home to bring you health and wealth when wisdom prevails, and happiness when there is no distress in life. And it is an investment worth making. So today I have discussed the first component of the ashram system, mantra, and told you the practical use of the mantra and the three mantras. And then we will be discussing the yogic component, the seva component, and their relevance in our spiritual journey. And after that, other components which I have not yet mentioned. So till then, Hari Om Tat Sat.